Good evening, everybody. Since tonight is the last time we'll have the Thursday night shiur before Purim, next Thursday night is Purim, so we'll be preoccupied. I thought this evening I'll talk about something relating to Purim and to Mikra Megillah and a little bit beyond. I entitled the shiur, "Is Megillah Reading Really the Equivalent of Hallel?" Now, where does that come from exactly? Where does the question even come from? So if we take a look at the famous Gemara in Maseches Erchin, in the first of the sources, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the Gemara describes, we've seen this Gemara many times before, it says, there are 18 days during the course of the calendar year when we gomer bahenes ahala, we say the entire hallel. So right off the bat, I want to stress, we're talking here about the full hallel, not what we call the chatzi hallel, the abridged hallel that we say on Rosh Chodesh and the last 6 days of Pesach. And in fact, by the Sfaradim, they don't make the bracha on that hallel. We do, but that's not what's being discussed here. What's being discussed here is the regular full hallel. So 18 days in the course of the year. This means in Eretz Yisrael, Shmona Yemei HaChag, 8 days of Sukkis, together with Shmini Atzeres. Shmona Yemei Chanukah, 8 days of Chanukah. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, just the first day of Pesach, not the last 6 days, for other reasons. And Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, and Yom Tov of Shavuos, the one day of Shavuos. That's in Eretz Yisrael for a total of 18. Ubagola, in the exile, diaspora, outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's Esrim Ve'echa, there are a total of 21 days. Okay, namely, Tisha Yemei HaChag, there are 9 days of Sukkis together with Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, the separate days, there's 9 days of Sukkis. Shmoni Yemei Chanukah, the same 8 days of Chanukah, 9 and 8, that's 17. Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Pesach, the first 2 days of Pesach. Okay, that's 19. And Ushnei Yom Tom Shal Teres, the 2 days of Shavuos. So that's what Gemara says in Erchin Dav Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara then goes on to discuss why we don't say how on other occasions, other holidays and occasions during the year. The Gemara discusses what about Shabbos, what talk about Rosh Chodesh, why we don't say the full Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, why we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And then the Gemara says, what about Purim? And so on Yoram Bay, source 2, the Gemara says, Purim, the Ika Nisa Lema. Purim, we're celebrating a great miracle, the miracle of Purim. Why don't we say Hallel? So Amar B'Yitzchak, we have three answers in the Gemara. Amar B'Yitzchak, Levisha Ein Omim Shira Alnei Shebechutz Laretz. We don't say Hallel on a miracle that happened outside of Eretz Yisrael. That's his rule. And Purim stories, we know, happened in Persia, Paras Umodai, outside of Eretz Yisrael, in between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. And therefore, we don't say Hallel on a miracle that took place outside of Eretz Yisrael. So Maskev of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So Nachman Bar Yitzchak has 1 second. Are Yitzchias Mitzrayim? Then Eishim B'chutz La'aretz Uvar Min Hallel. What about Pesach? Yitzchias Mitzrayim, by definition, happened when they left Egypt. They weren't in Eretz Yisrael. So how come that we say Hallel then? So Kedetanya Ad Shalom Niklus Yisrael Aretz Huchshu Kol Aretz Us Lomar Shira. No, that was before they ever came into Eretz Yisrael. That doesn't count. And before they came into Eretz Yisrael, then you can say Hallel on the miracle, even no matter where it happens. However, Misha Niklus Aretz, once they came into Eretz Yisrael, then Lo Huchshu Kol Aretz Us Lomar Shira. Then no other land is suitable for reciting a Hallel other than if the miracle happened in Eretz Yisrael. So that's his answer. Okay. But Rav Nachman now gives a second answer. Rav Nachman Omar, Kriyoso Zu Halelum. The reading on Purim is the equivalent of Hallel. Rashi right away tells us in third source, Rav's Kriyoso Kriyas HaMegillah. Reading the Megillah on Hallel, on Purim, says Rav Nachman, is the equivalent or substitute for Hallel. In other words, Rav Nachman seems to believe that we do, in fact, say Hallel on Purim, just not the same Hallel that we say on any of the other occasions. We say Psukim, they're actually from the Ksuvim section of Tanakh, just like our regular Hallel comes from Tilim, which is in Ksuvim. Megillah says those also in Ksuvim. So Rav Nachman says, in effect, that we do recite Hallel on Purim, just it's not the same Hallel. The Kriyas HaMegillah is the Hallel instead. That's his opinion. And the third opinion is Rava Omar. Rava says, no, we don't say Hallel on Purim, because Bisham Ahasim Ahalu Avde Hashem Elo Avde Paro. We came out of Mitzrayim, we were able to say the very first Pasuk of Hallel, right? Look down in Source 6, Tehillim, Perakuf Yud Gimel Pasuk Aleph. Halleluka, Hallelu Avde Hashem, Hallelu Hashem Hashem. That's the first Pasuk of Hallel. And it says, Hallelu Avde Hashem. We're praising God because we are Avde Hashem. So over there, when they came out of Mitzrayim, it's true, they were Avde Hashem Elo Avde Paro. But Hacha Halalu Avde Hashem and Avde Hashemish. Can we honestly say that? Then the time of Purim, they were now Avde Hashem, no longer Avde Hashemish. Akati Avde Hashemish Aman. They were still under the thumb of Hashemish. This could have been interpreted in one of two ways. It could mean then, right at the time of the Purim story, although it was a great Gula, it was incomplete because they still remained in Golus. They were still under the thumb of Achashverosh. They couldn't say Halu Avde Hashem and not Avde Achashverosh like they could when they came out of Mitzrayim when Paro was totally removed from the picture. or it means even today we're still in Golis, right? That redemption, so to speak, was incomplete. All right. And fine. So therefore, that's why we don't say hallel. And the Gemara asks, Ulu Rav Nachman, the Omar Kriyasa Zuhi Halela, according to Rav Nachman, that in effect, we do say hallel on Purim. Just the Megillah, reading Megillah's Esther is the substitute hallel, it's the equivalent of hallel. I, Hotanya Mishnichos Arts, Lahukshra, Kalarat, Lomar Shira. What about the statement before that once the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael, you can't say hallel on a miracle that happens in any other land? No, he disagrees. It's Kavan Shagolu, Chazal, Teran Arishon. Once they were driven out of Eretz Yisrael, so then it became Mutter to say hallel. When they lived in Eretz Yisrael, it's one thing, but now we're driven to Golis, so we can say hallel on miracles that happen in Golis. So that's the sugi in Erchen Daf Yud. Similar sugi, just about the Purim part, appears in Maseches Megillah, obviously the Masechet about Purim. On Daf Yud Dal Amal Aleph, read it inside now. Four Tamar Bonan, our boy Mishmona Neviim, Mishavan Neviyos Nisavalem Yisrael. We had in our history 48 Neviim, male prophets, 7 Neviyos, female prophets. Who they were, what? Not for us now. Lo Pichsu Lo Esiu Amashe Kasu B'Torah. None of them added any mitzvahs to what's in the Torah. Chutz Mikra Megillah, except for Mikra Megillah. My Dorish, how did they permit themselves to do that? How could they add to the Torah? How about as a side point, Rashi says in source 5, Chutz Mikra Megillah. What about Ner Chanukah? Chanukah was also added. No, that's different because that's after the time of the Nevi'im. That's Kvar Pasko Nevi'im of Memorchai Hayuchagai Zechariah Malachi. The Nevi'im was still around. Chagai Zechariah Malachi, the last 3 Nevi'im we ever had, the end of Trail. So they were around at the time of the Purim story. So it was the time of the Nevi'im that the Purim story was introduced. The Purim miracle, Purim holiday was introduced. It was Chanukah separate. Okay, not our issue now. So the Gemara says, but how did they come upon the idea to say, to celebrate and establish a holiday of Purim. So Amar B'chi in the second line of 4, Amar B'chi Bar Avin, Amar Yishur Ben Karcha, Umame Abdus L'cheres from Shira, Umisal L'chaim L'kol Shekhen, they drew a Kav HaChomer from Pesach. Okay, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, they sang Shira, right? And they weren't threatened with life and death, situation. They were redeemed from slavery to freedom. Well, if we celebrate with Shira when we're redeemed from slavery to freedom, then certainly we're redeemed from Misa, right? The Haman's goal was to, you know, obliterate and wipe out the Jewish people. So we're from Misa L'chaim, certainly. So then the Gemara asks, Yehachi Halal Nami Nehmer. So why don't we talk and say Halal on Purim? So the first answer, which is not here in Megillah Daf Yadal and source 4, does not have a name associated with it. Lefisha ain't amu halal neis b'chutzaretz. We don't say halal neis that happened in chutzaretz. Hi, what about Yitzis Mitzrayim? The neis b'chutzaretz are hechamin and shira. How could they do it in Yitzis Mitzrayim? Again, the same as before. Kedetanya adzol nichnas Yisrael arutz huchshu karatz lo mashira. Mishnich Yisrael arutz lo huchshu karatz lo mashira. That's a Yitzis Mitzrayim. They were not in Eretz Yisrael yet. So then it was okay to say it for a miracle that happened elsewhere. Once they came into Eretz Yisrael, no other miracles that happened outside of Eretz Yisrael were eligible for Hallel. Fine. The second answer of Nachman, that's our answer of Nachman, Omar, Kriyasa Zu Halela. The reading of the Megillah takes the place of Hallel. And Rava, the third answer is Bisham Hasim Ahalel Adashem Lo Avdei Paro, Elohach Al Avdei Hashem Lo Avdei Chasherish, Akati Avdei Chasherish Anan. Okay, same answers before, right? That we can't fully celebrate the Purim because we still remain under the thumb of Achashverosh, unlike by Yitzias Mitzrayim, we got rid of Paro entirely. And then the Gemara asks, Bein L'Rava, Bein L'Rav Nachman Kashya, but what about the Brisa that says that once they came into Eretz Yisrael, they were no longer eligible to, other lands were not eligible, miracles that happened to other lands were not eligible for Hallel. So as we said before, no, Kevin Shagalu, Chazach Shenarishon. Okay, so that's the Gemara as it appears in Maseches Megillah. So we need to understand, what is this opinion of Rav Nachman, the second opinion, Kriyasa Zu Halela. In what way is Kriyasa Megillah a substitute for Hallel? I said before, it's Psukim from Ksuvim, that's true, but you know, in what way is Hallel, Megillah, a substitute or the equivalent of Hallel? So Rashi, earlier in Megillah, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, source 7, Dira Maschi Zamercha Chavur, Ukriyas Megillah Shevach. At the end of the day, what is the story of Megillah says? It's a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemifar Simin Esaneis, we publicize this great story, this great miracle, V'akol Mekalsin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everybody praises Hashem, that's Hallel. What is Hallel? It's Hallel is a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here is a story which leads us to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Just in terms of the other answer, I printed them as a side point, but quickly the Ritva there in Megillah Daf Yadar Malav, Divim Asar of Nachman Omar, he says, you know, you can't say Hallel Avdei Hashem, Kol Hecha Danan Avadim Lacherim. Because being an Eved Hashem cannot be concomitant or fully when we're still Avadim to other people. Okay, so that's the idea. And, you know, we mentioned it before. Okay. Now, the question is, which answer is accepted, or all three accepted? And what are the ramifications of this idea? It's hard to say they all three are accepted, because the bottom line is, Rav Nachman is not saying we don't say Hallel on Purim. We don't say the regular Hallel, what we popularly call Hallel, but we do read the Megillah, and that's in place of Hallel. Whereas the other opinion, Rava said, no, we don't say Hallel, because we can't say Hallel of the Hashem, like the Ritva just explained, when we're still Avodim to Achashverosh, we're still in exile and so on. And even then, there wasn't a complete Yeshua, because they remained under Achashverosh's thumb. Or the first answer, you can't say Hallel on Eis outside of Eretz Yisrael once they came into Eretz Yisrael. So really, the other two opinions, one and three, according to opinions one and three, we don't say Hallel on Purim, due to whatever technicality is. According to opinion number two, we do say Hallel, except it's called Mikra Megillah, which substitutes for the Hallel. So first of all, you look in the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, the Bahag, Simon Yud Tes, Hilchos Megillah, he writes in source 9, V'lo amrina halal b'purim mipnei shekriyosu zu halela. So that's the reason the Bahag quotes. Halachas Gedolos quotes that middle reason out of Rav Nachman, that's what he seems to prefer, that we don't say halal b'purim because the Megillah takes the place of halal. Okay, not everyone necessarily agrees with that. If you look in the Rif, okay, and Daf Dalam and Aleph, it's a little hard to tell. The Rif in Megillah Dalam and Aleph in his pages, source 10, Tana Rabbani quotes the whole Gemara, and no need to read the whole thing. He quotes all the opinions, okay? But at the end, he writes, Hilchach lo amrina halel b'purim. Therefore, we don't say halel on Purim. Sounds like he's not really agreeing with Nachman, because if Nachman says we do say halel, it's just we have Mikra Megillah. I can't insist that that's what the Rif means, because you could say he's saying we don't say what we call halel, we have Mikra Megillah instead. He quoted all the answers. But what I want to call your attention to is that he is clearly assuming that all these three reasons absolutely can't coexist. Why? Because his girsa is a little different than our girsa. Because our girsa, if you look carefully in Megillah, let's forget about Erechim for now, but look in Megillah, Yudad on Aleph, back in source 4, right? The Gemara says, why don't we say Hallel on the third line of 4? One, Lefisha Ein Omer Hallel on Esau Chutzot. Two, on the next line, Rav Nachman Omer, Kriyasa Zuhalel at the end of line 4. Three, Rava Omer. Three opinions, okay? And theoretically, they could possibly coexist. But the way the Rif presents it is, take a look take a look at the Rif on the third line of 10. After the first answer is given that we don't say Shira out on a miracle that happened outside Israel, it says, Maskif lo Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman raised a question. He's objecting to that answer. He's rejecting that answer. It's not time he's giving an auxiliary approach. He's Maskif lo means he has a kasha. I have a kasha on that. Okay, what about Yetzias Mitzrayim? So he answered the kasha. But nonetheless, Rav Nachman preferred a different answer based on a kasha. And if you look at the second last line of 10, Rav Nachman, Omer Kriyasu Halela, Maskif La Rava. Rava asked, what do you mean? How can you say Halas? We can't say Halal of the Hashem. So the way the Rif presents it, the three answers disagreed with each other. They each came because of a question. You know, not the way we have in our Gemara, there's three different opinions. It came as an outright rejection. Okay, anyway, I also want to mention the round on that riff of Dalam and Aleph in source 11. So the second round there, Rav Nachman Omer, Kriyasa Halila, Kriyasa Bismana, Vizichron, Tok, Fishal Ameis, Zel Kahala, similar like we saw in the Rashi, right? Remembering the power, the wonders of this miracle, that's in the place of Halal. Okay? All right. The Rush in Megillah, Parak Aleph Simchas, also in source number 12, he also says, like he had the Girsa of the same as the riff. Okay, you look on the third line, Maskiv in the middle, toward the end of the third line, Maskiv Lora Nachmar Yitzchok. And that prompted him to say, Kriyasa Zuhalela. And after he said that, on the Rava, I didn't have the Maskiv the second time. And maybe he agrees. And again, he also says, the Hilchach Lora Mina Halela Bapuria. Both of them made the statement, both the Rif and the Rush made the statement after Rava, who says that we can't fully say Halu Abdi Hashem anymore because we're not, we're still under the thumb of Achashverosh, we're still in Golos. That's the answer they seem to prefer. Okay, so the Bahag prefers Rav Nachman's answer, the Rif and the Rush perhaps prefer Rava's answer. The Me'iri, there in Megillah, very important Me'iri now, really it's the theme of the whole Shir tonight, or most of the Shir, 13, the Me'iri in Megillah, Yudal and Aleph, Tivim Asul, Dov Yadua, says 13, Dov Yadua She'en Amar Mahala B'Purim. We know we don't say Amar Purim. Aval Tamini Yasu, but the reason we don't do it is Nechlekol Abi Gemara, Zamachlok this Negemara. One reason is because Kriya is the Hallel. And he says, Venira li l'tam zeh, listen to this. So first of all, that's the one he presents first, even though that's not the first one in the Gemara. The Miri presents first that Kriya Samegillah is the equivalent of or the substitute for Hallel. And he look what he says, a tremendous chiddush. Venira li l'tam zeh, shimhoya b'makom she'ein lo Megillah. Let's say a person is stuck someplace, he doesn't have a Megillah. Okay, you know, before this, he would have said the guy's coming back from a trip. His flight was canceled. He's stuck someplace in the airport. He has no Megillah on Purim. Today, we can say, unfortunately, a person can't make it to shul. He's got, he doesn't have a Megillah on his own, and there's no other way to hear it. What should he do? Says the Meir, he should kore, say hello. He should talk and say hello. That's, he has a sitter with him. He should say hello. Because the whole reason we don't say hallel is because Mikra Megillah substitutes for hallel, says the Miri. If that's the case, if you happen to be somewhere you don't have access to a Megillah, you're not going to be able to hear Megillah, so Taki, you should say hallel if you can. That's the Chiddush of the Meiri. Because Shaharei lo nimna kriyasa al-meshu kriyasa Megillah bimkomo. Okay? Now, he says, according to the other reason, okay, according to the saying, he only quotes the other reason, Rava, the first reason that we don't make hallel, we don't say hallel on a nes that happened in Chutzars, that doesn't sanction at all because that was rejected, because we can say once they're in Golos, once they're driven out of Eretz Yisrael. But the Rava's answer he brings, namely, Like Purim, like Yitzchak Mitzrayim. What?
So today we don't have a problem saying the Hallel everywhere else. Well, why can't we say, since we are not, we are Avdei Biden now?
Well, again,
we cannot say the Hallel.
Yeah, so that, what does that mean, Avdei? We may come to that, but we could learn that it means that they didn't say the Hallel then for this holiday, because they're not because where we are today, but because at the time it wasn't a complete Yeshua, so it didn't warrant the Hallel. Okay,
well, we'll was come it the Hallel Dorot?
So that's the question, but they weren't Kovela Doros because of the situation. And however, one could say, and we'll see later, some say, what do you mean? We are able to be Ovdei Hashem today, Baruch Hashem in this country and other places. So we'll see about that. But anyway, the Meiri's point is, first of all, he has this Chiddush, but if you don't have a Megillah, you should say Hallel. Then he says, but according to Rava's reason, that we're Hallel Avdei, then it doesn't matter. If you don't have a Megillah, it's got nothing to do with anything.
Okay.
Yeah, Af Mishayim be other Megillah, ain't a chorus of Hallel. But look what he writes, second last line of 13. Verishon Nira Yoser. I think the first answer better answer. Okay. I think the first answer is right. So the Meiri likes the answer, Kriyasa Zuhalela. Okay. And in fact, very interestingly, the Rambam gives that answer, that approach as well. The Rambam is Hilchas Megillah v'Chanukah is combined. Two chapters, Hilchas Megillah, two chapters, Hilchas Chanukah. So Paragimel is actually Hilchas Chanukah, but it talks about Hallel. So in Paragimel of Hilchas Megillah v'Chanukah, Alacha Vav, the Rambam writes 14. And he mentions all the days, the 18 days, and the Chutzar 21 days. And he writes at the end of that page, we don't say Halal. The Fisha, you make Tshuva, the year of Fachad. These are not days of Simcha Yisera, he writes. These are not the joyous days. They're not sad days, but they're solemn. They're Yom Noroim. They're days of a certain amount of anxiety. Fine. Okay. And then he writes, look what he writes, the low tiknu halal bepurim shakriyas amagillah hi halal. Period. That's all the Rambam mentions. He only quotes that reason. He seems to like that reason also. Now, he does not seem to go as far, does not say anywhere that therefore someone who doesn't have a Megillah should read Halal. Like, the Rambam doesn't make that jump. The Meiri does, but he does agree with the Meiri insofar as asserting that that's the correct approach that he feels. That's what he says. The low tiknu halal bepurim shakriyas amagillah hi halal. That's the Rambam quotes. Okay. The Beis Yosef, in the Archaim Simon Tuf Reish Tzadi Gimel on the Torah 15, and it was Gimel. So if Gimel writes, Mashakosu Enkar is a Halal, Klomar, really you should say Halal because it's a wonderful miracle and so on. But he mentions, Kriyasa Megillah Zuhalela, and Rava said the other answer because of the Halal Avda Hashem and so on. And they remained, and he sounds like he's talking about back then, to answer your question before. He says, Klomar, if you look at the end of 15, Halo Nigalo Ela Menemisa Bilvad, it's true they were saved from death, but Avaladai Nish Aru, they. Nisharu Mishubad Malachashverus. It's not a matter of us today, it's a matter of what they were back then. Those are the two reasons he quotes. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote any reason in the Mechaber. Aruch Chaim Sima Tov Reish Tzadi Gimel Sif Aleph simply says in 16, Ein Karin Bo Halal, we don't say Halal on Purim. We'll say Noflan Aparim, Zal Tachanun, Ramo Eid, Zal Lam Natzeh, Karachapayim, fine. But no Halal on Purim. The Magen Avraham, interestingly, in Sikot Beis, the Magen Avraham writes, "Ain kar haba halal de bishlam vitzis mitzrayim amrinan halalu avdei hashem avdei parav ahacha akati avdei hashorish aman." Okay, so he quotes not the idea that Mikra Megillah is substance of halal. He quotes the Magen Avraham seems to prefer the other approach, so we can't say halal avdei hashem because we're still avdei achashverosh. The Prima Gadim in his commentary Eish Avraham on that Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Gimel Sukkot Beis 18, the Prima Gadim writes, "Ein Magen Avraham with Gemara Yesh Gimel Tamim." Right, the Gemara has three reasons. We saw already. Beis Yosef leaves out the first one about Halal and Chutzlarts because that was rejected. And the Magen Avraham leaves out Rav Nachman. Why? Why does he prefer that? Because he writes in the second line, says, the Rava Basra Kavosei Naktinan. Rava is the leader of the authorities here. Okay, these are all Amoraim. And so we have when it comes to Amoraim, we have a principle, Hilchas Kavasroi. So Rava is the later authority. So therefore, we quote Rava over here. And what's the Nafkamina? He says, Nafkamina, Hechash Ein Megillah. Nafkamina will be if you don't have a Megillah. Okay, so he seems to agree with the idea that from the Gemara of the Miri, that if you were to hold that the reason we don't say Halal is because Mikra Megillah takes the place of Halal, so you don't have a Megillah, you should talk already sign Halal. But since there's a Prima Gemara of the Rome, accepts the other reason, that it has to do with the fact that we're still Avdei Achashverosh, so then it's got nothing to do with having Megillah or not having Megillah. You would not say Halal. Then he mentions something else interesting, relevant to this year, at least in Yerushalayim. It says, oh, Tesvav B'Shabbos. If the Tesvav, the 15th, we call Shushan Purim, lands on Shabbos. Okay, that's the case this year in Eretz Yisrael, right? Tier 2, the 15th on Shabbos. It's not that significant. But in Yerushalayim, they don't observe Purim on the 14th of Adar. The walled cities observe, like Yerushalayim, observe Purim on what we call Shushan Purim, kind of 15th of Adar. So this year, next Friday's Purim, the 14th of Adar. So the 15th is on Shabbos. Okay, so what do you do on Shabbos? You can't read the Megillah. We'll see later. You can't read the Megillah on Shabbos because you might carry same concern about Tkiyah Shofar on Shabbos, same concern about Lulav on Shabbos. We don't read the Megillah on Shabbos either. Okay, so the truth is, if you hold that the Hallel replaced Mikra Megillah, so I have a simple solution. Next week on Shabbos, they should read the Hallel on Shabbos instead. Let the Hallel in such a year take the place of Mikra Megillah. It's not what they do. They read the Megillah on Friday like us. But that's a different discussion. But according to Prima Gadim, why not say next Shabbos in Yerushalayim and any other walled city where they observe Shushan Purim, they should take read Halal instead of the Megillah. They can't read the Megillah. Okay. Anyway, So that's what the Prima Gadim writes. The Machzor Shekel explains that Avdei Achashverosh there in Sukkot and Beit, he says, Akati Avdei Achashverosh, and he expressly says what I said before, in response to the question as before. It's not to be May Mordechai, because it's got to do with us and who we're Avodim to now, but great Ratzalomar, to be May Mordechai, Kishanasam Lahemanes, when the miracle happened, Lo Haya Efshalom Loma Avdei Hashem. They couldn't say it. Okay, the Imkain Gamanachnu in Omer Halal. So that addresses your question before. Okay, the Machzor Shekel says, since originally they couldn't say it, so we don't do it either. Now, the Chidoah and the Birka Yosef there in Siman Tofer, Yitzhak Gimel, Sivkot, Dalin 20, mentions this Me'iri, this Mechudosh Dikim Me'iri, right? He says, Harava Me'iri, B'sokov, Kosov, Delatam, Kriyosu, Alela, Imeinu, Megillah, Yomar, Halel. Okay, but according to the other reason, Akata, Avda, Chashverosh, even if you don't have a Megillah, you still don't say Halel, and he prefers the first one. And the Chidoah points out, Lemaisa, Umistimas Divrei Poskim, since none of the Poskim seem to bring this position down. That if you don't have a Megillah, you should read Halal. Nobody says it. Okay, Mashma the Ainbo Halal Olam. Mashma, we never say Halal for a period. Whether you have a Megillah, you don't have a Megillah, you're stuck someplace, you're home. Apparently, says the Chidoah in the Birka Yosef, that nobody brings this Meiri down La Halacha. Why? And again, because of Rava's answer, he also says, Halacha Karava Dubasro. Okay, and especially according to the Rif, that Rava didn't just disagree with Nachman, he challenged with Nachman. We saw before, Maskifla. Okay, so Kamal of Adarach Haskafta, and he was no answer. He didn't give an answer to this kasha. Therefore, Vada Hilchas HaGavosei. That's how the Birka Yosef writes over there. And in the Kuntra Zachor, in the Shiurei Brocha, 21, the Shiurei Brocha there in Sun Tafari Sada Gimel, to quote Nalagre to Ma'achar de lo Tokin Tikun Gamze de Les de Megillah in Lyricos, de lo Plugrabonon. Once they didn't institute Halil, because, even according to that reason, because they had Mikra Megillah instead, so then they made a low plug. You'll never recite Halal on Purim, even if you personally don't have a Megillah. Okay, even if you accept that answer. That's what he writes over here. However, in one of his other Sforim, the Chidoah called Machzik Brocha, another Sefer, again, Orachaim Sim Tofer Yitzhak, in the same place he caught Nalev, all right, he quotes the fact that there's a different Girsa in the text that the Riff and the Rush had, and the one we had a little bit. He mentions that the Rambam does, as we saw before, back in Source 14, in Parag Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah Aloch Avav, the Rambam did quote that reason. Now, it's hard to quickly dismiss Rav Nachman's reason of Kriyasa Zuhalela when the Rambam brought that as the one and only reason. If you look at the top line of this page, remember, that Rambam, below Tiknu Halal B'Purim, Shekriyas HaMegillah, Hi HaHalal. Again, the Rambam, carries a lot of weight. In a certain sense, in terms of halacha, more weight than the Meiri. So it's true the Rambam never said, and therefore someone who doesn't have a Megillah should read Halal, but he does accept that reason. And that's what's gnawing at the Chidoah here in the Machzik Brocha. He quotes the Rambam, okay? And the Rambam quotes that answer. And not only that, but we saw that earlier back in source, what number was that again? Back in source 9, right? The Bahag also. Halachas Gedolos back in Surah Sana. Bahag also quoted that reason. So that reason isn't simply thrown out the window, okay? Just they may not go that far, but they still do say it, okay? And he says, the Miri says it, and it's on, all right? So he says, so the next paragraph, second paragraph of 22, near the time on Shogadola Elam Hagon, the Rambam, the Rabba Meiri, these great Gonim, the Bahag, and the Rambam, and the Meiri, the Nakti Tamar of Nachman, Mishun Ustaber Tama. They like his reason because it's logical. Okay? And even though, V'chein B'din the Tamar of Yitzchak, Davinesh, V'chutzart, or of Nachman, Rabba Pligale, right? They rejected that answer and said once they came out of Eretz Yisrael, so then being in Golis was enough of a heter to say halal elsewhere, right? But as far as the other answer is concerned, and here's what he says. He does. What about the halal avdei Hashem? What about that answer? So look what the Chidor writes. And that'll also address the question of nowadays. He says, "Umad." Where is it now? Look what he says. The Gambio Seno Begolos, second line of the next page, towards the end of 22. The Gambio Seno Begolos, before some Shanu Avado. We're still Avdei Hashem. Anu Shomrim Torah So Mitzvos. Aren't we Shomrim Torah Mitzvos? V'chol Amram, everyone sees. Im Ken Anu Avdei Hashem. Dafke. Ma Ichpas Im Lamar Einayim Begufon Shonu Avdei Hashem. Who cares? Well, politically, whatever else. We're still able to be Avdei Hashem. So maybe that's the reason. And we're Osek in Torah and so on. Or Dveikabar. So therefore, he says, that's why these Rabbanim like the answer of Rav Nachman. Okay. Lo nistab, look at the last line. Lo mistab lo tam rova shenaz of lomar halabavur diktuk ze avdei Hashem. That's a diuk. Avdei Hashem. We're also avdei Hashem. So that's the chidah.
Isn't that argument between Rabbi Tarfon and Hachamim about the fifth course ve'aveti?
Well, that's part of it. I know what you're referring to. Yes.
So it looks like
incomplete. I have to think about relating that.
He's Rav Nachman sober like him. And I mean,
maybe it's interesting. I didn't think of that connection. I have to think about that. Could be. But that way, that's what the Chidor says. That he says both other answers are somewhat counterintuitive. The idea that only in the Chutzlarts, only in Eretz Yisrael, it's not true. Once they came to Golos, other lands became eligible for Halel, if there was an ace there. And the other answer of Rava, we are Avdei Hashem. So the only answer is Kriyasa Zu Halela. Okay. Again, I stress the Rambam and the Bahag did not go so far as the Miri does, is to say that if you don't have a Megillah, you should say Halal, but they accept that answer. The Shari Tshuva, it's in the Tofrei Sadi Gimel, Sukkot and Gimel, on that page in Shulchan Aruch, 23, right? And Karmo Halal, and he quotes the Birka Yosef, Sadi, the Meiri, you kind of have to read the whole thing, and he mentions in the Machzik Brocha, the Rambam and the Bahag said it, and he gives a reason, and he says, his opinion is, about five lines down of 23. In other words, he'll say that maybe it's logical, the Miri's point. However, at the end of the day, they didn't institute halal on Purim. Okay? Why? Because Megillah substitutes for halal. But Lemaisa, they didn't institute halal on Purim. So therefore, it says in Shari Tshuva, you don't have to now start saying, well, what if a guy, that doesn't matter. Basically, that was their reason for not instituting Halal on Purim, because you have Mikra Megillah. But Sof Kol Sof, they didn't institute Halal on Purim. So even if the reason doesn't actually apply in your particular case, we're not going to now start, like we said before, it's a low plug. We're not going to now start saying, well, a guy over here, he should say Halal. No, they simply didn't institute it. However, he does acknowledge on this, Daitin of the Afal Pichin, Kishe Ein Lo Megillah Likros, Yesha Likros Halal Below Bracha. Shari Tshuva recommends takalocha lemaisa. If somebody's someplace without a Megillah on Purim, read halal, not with a bracha before and after. That far we won't go. We're not going to take the Megillah all the way. But read halal like a korban tehillim. You have nothing to lose. Okay? So therefore, a person has a chumash, a person has a sitter with him, has a tanakh with him, he should say halal without the bracha. That's how he learns. Okay? So that's the terms of the shita of the Meiri. It's very interesting. Other achronim have an interesting discussion which revolves around the nature of this halal altogether. You take a look, there's an interesting Gemara in Pesachim, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, 24. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Halal Zeh Mi Amro. Where does Halal come from? Who had the idea to say Halal in the first place for a miracle? So, Beleza Omer, Moshe Visol, Amr B'Shosh Amdol Ayam. In addition to Oz Yosher, they sang Halal at Kriyas Yamsu. Haim Amru Lo Lano Hashem Lo Lano, which is a pasuk in Hallel. I printed in 25. Tilim Parakuf Tazav Pasuk Aleph Lo Lano Hashem Lo Lano, etc. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu answered a pasuk Yeshaya Mem Ches Yud Aleph Lemani Lemani Esa and so on. Okay, so they sang it at Kriyas Yamsu. Rabbi Huda Omer in the second line 24. Yehoshua Yisrael Amru Bishash Amdu Alein Malchik Kanan. Yehoshua and the Bnei Yisrael sang it when they conquered Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Kanan. Fine. Same idea. Rabbi Leza Modai in the third line says, Dvora Ubarak Amu Vishosh Amalam Sisra. It was a great battle of Dvora. Barak was her general against Sisra, you know, and Yavin, you know, Melchanan and so on, which we read about the Shiras Dvora a few weeks ago in Haftarah of Parshat Bishalah. So that's when they said it. Okay. And Rabbi Leza Menazariah said, Chizkiya Vesiatom Vishosh Amalam Sancherim. Chizkiya said it after the triumph of Sancherim. And the Kiva Omer Hanani Mishalvazarim Mishosh Amal Nebuchadnezzar Russia, right? When in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, Hanani Mishal Zari was cast into the fire, okay? Mishal, like we say in the Slichas, right? Mishal Hanani Mishal Vazari Mishal Kivshon Aish, right? At that time they said Hallel, okay? And the Yosef Glila Omer Mordechai Vestom will be Shosh Amal Haman Russia. Mordechai and Esther said in the days of Haman. And finally, Chachomim Omim. Neviim shebeneim tiklam yisrosh. You owe me also al kol perik uperik. The Neviim at some point instituted to say halal for any type of tragedy. Al kol tzar v'tzar shel tovalam yisrael. Uchshenigolam when they get redeemed. Omer sal gulasim. What's interesting, just as an important side point, we have all these different people who said halal, and the conclusion was the chacham introduced it. So it's interesting. Rashi there on the daf from Pesachim Kuf Yizam Alav 27. Rashi says divimas Yehoshua, koma af Yehoshua. That each one of these answers means af another. Also, Moshe said it. Also, Yeshua said it. Also, Dvor and Barakol said it. Also, Chizkiah said it. Also, who really about the Hanan Mishael and Azariah? Also, right, each one is an addition to the other. They're not arguing. Okay, they're just saying, he also said it. He also said it. He also said it. However, the Rashbam doesn't accept that. The Rashbam there himself.
That's a Shira.
What?
They said Shira. Is a Shira like a Halel?
But they're talking about Halel. They're talking about Halel. The context is Halel. Okay, because look at the beginning of 24. Talking about a Halel Azumi Amr. It's talking about Halel. Now, the Rashbam disagrees, Divamas Yehoshua, okay, take a look at 28, second Rashbam, he says, Klomer Af Yisrael Yehoshua Mekain Pierce Rabbeinu. That's our teacher, Rashi said. Below Nehirili, I don't think it's right. Shem Kain, Bekulan Atotzorach LeForish Kain. Then you have to say each one of them. So then what are the Chacham at the end? The last opinion quoted is the Chacham, who said it was instituted to say by all tragedies. So what? It just comes straight to that one. What do you bring all the other people in? The Chacham said, he said it by all these. All these were tragedies, which ended up working out well. Right, with threat, and then we ended up being redeemed. So therefore, he says, I don't think each one is arguing. Look at the last line of 28. Elakol echad min atonayim hachi kimlem rabbe. They're arguing, but each one had a tradition, a different tradition from his rebbe. Now, I hold that thought in the back of your head. The shalos of tshuva is tshuva me ahavar. But as if Lekeles was a Talmud of the Nodeh Behuda, his shalos tshuva is tshuva me ahavar. Chelik alav simen mem hei 29. He quotes the Rambam. Okay, Paskin's like of Nachman, and there he leads to wonder why the Mogen Avram that we saw before in on the Shulchan Aruch in the top phrase Tzadik Gimel there in where was it now? There in Sukkot and Beis, source 17. Why did the Mogen Avram not quote the Rambam? He only quoted the other answer of Akate of the Achashverosh Rambam. Why didn't he quote this? The Litzarchli and Ksas Al Mogen Avram Shenel Menashar Rambam Mechir the Loker of it. Okay. On the other hand, says that we have to wonder why the Rambam paskin like of Nachman like Rava. So we already saw the Chidah gave his interpretation that they think that it's illogical to say that we're not Avdei Achasher, we're not Avdei Hashem, we are Avdei Hashem. But he says differently. The Shulchan Aruch says the Efshad the Rambam Shira the Ain Alochik Rava the Mokum the Polygon of Nachman Rava. Rava is true is later, but Rav Nachman was his Rebbe. So therefore, you don't paskin like Rava against his Rebbe Rav Nachman. That's one answer. Od Nira, he says, furthermore, as a Lumdish answer, he says, you know, according to Rava, Rava's approach that we don't say, because we can't say Halal Avdei Hashem, doesn't work for all those Shitas in the Gemara Pesachim. Because remember, Hanani Mishael Azariah, according to one of the opinion Pesachim, again, that was in the Gemara Pesachim, Kuvi Zan Alav, source 24, says that among the different people who said Halal was Hanani Mishael Azariah in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, well, they couldn't say Halal Avdei Hashem, they were Bavel. Right, so Rava's answer that we don't say Halal unless you can say Avdei Hashem and not Avdei anybody else doesn't really work with that opinion of the Gemara, because and we also said in days of Mordechai Vayesed they said it too, so obviously that's not going like Rava, right? So therefore, the kasha echamu Halal Avdei Hashem lo Avdei Chasherish Hakate Avdei Chasherim. Or be mechana ches mem vav. And the fourth line is stands for Chananya Mishal Bazaria. Ein chom halav de Hashem alav de nun is Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, the hakati av de Nebuchadnezzar nenu. Okay, so you know, therefore, it says the Shumim Alva, the answer of Rabba works out better aliba de kula alma. Okay, all those shitas in the Gemara in Pesachim can work out. We should say how important we don't because we have Mikra Megillah. So he says that's the suggestion why he thinks that that's a better answer and why maybe the Rambam and others accepted that answer. Elai kasha, but then he asked the kasha, but take. Okay, so when Purim lands on Shabbos, well, again, our Purim Yudal never does land on Shabbos, but Shushan Purim next week, Tesvav is on Shabbos. So in Yerushalayim, so take, we don't read the Megillah, okay, on Shabbos. All right, so let's look Gemara's why. The Mishnah says, the first Mishnah Megillah, Beis Menalot, says 30, Chalios Erev Shabbos, Kfarim Magdim Liyom HaKnisa Vayar Zdolos Mekobos Chom HaKorin Babiyom. When Purim lands on Friday, so the village people can read the Monday or Thursday before, that's a different issue. But at the end, Ayaros Gedolos Umukovos Chom, the regular cities and the walled cities will read it Babiyom on Friday. And that's what they will do the next week in Yerushalayim. They'll read on Friday and Thursday night. Thursday night, Friday, same thing. Okay? They're going to do like we do this year, not a different day. All right? And Rashi, the unbasement of Megillah 31, says, Shein Kriyas Megillah B'Shabbos. No Kriyas Megillah B'Shabbos. Why? Gzeirah Shem Yatlana B'Yod. They may carry. And that's the Gemara later in Megillah, Dalam and Beis, 32. Kula Alma Mia Megillah B'Shabbos Lo Karina. Everybody agrees with the Megillah on Shabbos, my time. It's a famous rabbi, Gzeirah the rabbi, right? Everybody has to hear Megillah, but they don't know how to do it, so afraid you go carry it on Shabbos. And at the end of the 32, behind the time of the shofar, behind the time of the lulav. Same thing when shofar lands on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah lands on Shabbos, no Tekiyah shofar, when Sukkot lands on Shabbos, no Megillah lulav. So there's the same din. Okay, they made a gzera even if you have a Megillah and so on and so forth, right? That's what Rashi says. It's a low plug, even if you personally have a Megillah, or I would say, even if there's an Arab, we made a low plug. Okay, and that's on the Rambam Paskin, Parak Aleph of Hilchos Megillah, Halacha Yigimel, Ain Karnas on Megillah, B'Shabbos, Gzera Shem Yitlana, B'Yodo, B'Yelech, and so on. You might carry it because everybody has to do it, and we're going to forget, and so on. And the Shulchan Aruch also, Sim Tuf Reish, Pei Ches, of Archaim Sidbob, Yom Chamisho, Sishkolis, B'Shabbos, Ain Karnas Megillah, B'Shabbos, El Magdim Likros, Oba Erev Shabbos. So that's the din. So now comes the, back in the Tshuva, the second paragraph above on the top in 29, the Tshuva Me'abos, he says, you know, so why Taka, when Purim lands on Shabbos, Tesvav lands on Shabbos, don't they read the Megillah instead of, why they read it a day early? Don't read it a day early. You're not going to be able to read it on Tesvav? No problem. Read Halal instead. Right? So that's what he wonders. Why? So he said, because at least they're going to read the Megillah on a day that is a Megillah day, right? They're reading the 14th. That's like the rest of us. Okay. And so therefore they didn't, they didn't introduce Halal because you have an option to read the Megillah on a day, which the Pesukim mentioned. Furthermore, he quotes Agos Hashri. Okay, look what Agos Hashri says in Megillah, Perek Aleph on the Rosh. Agos Hashri on the Rosh, Perek Aleph, Siman Aleph, 36. Let's say a guy's going on a trip. And he knows he's going to have to wait for a few weeks. He'll be away for Purim. And so he has the Megillah with him. Good, bring it with him and read on the 14th. If he knows he doesn't know how to read the Megillah, or he's not going to have a Megillah where he's going. So he says, Chayav Likos Kodem Shei Teladerech, Afilo Mitchilas HaChodesh. He can read it even once it's the month of Adar, because it's identified in the Pasuk. HaChodesh Asher Nepach Lam, it's the month. So he can read it even on the 3rd of Adar. Because he's going away today. And he knows he's not going to be back by next Friday. So he doesn't have a Megillah, so he can read it today before he leaves. So that's what Agos Hashri also writes. So again, the same question. You know, why don't you just say Halal that day? Okay, why don't you just rely on the Halal on the 14th? Okay, but again, he says, because again, it's still preferable to read a Megillah. To read it from the Megillah. Anyway, he says, at the end, he says, well, in this, Daiti, 3 lines in the bottom of 29 there, Misha ain't no Megillah in Teslav Shechalis B'Shabbos. Not the same thing if you don't have a Megillah or it's the 15th because it is a day when we read it. Okay, anyway, bottom line, he's Mefalpo with that, but he accepts that reason that's presented by the Rambam and others. There's a long, long tshuva. I didn't even print all of it. I want to look a little bit with you. 37 is a tshuva, Shivas Tzion. That's the son of the Notre Yehuda. Of Shmuel Landau, another who's named Rabbi Cheska Landau of Prague. His son is of Shmuel Landau of Prague, called Charles Tshuva Shivas Tzion Simur Chof Beis. And he wrote Tshuva to another big Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Tzal Ransburg. Okay, and in the question, the first paragraph, he asks about this question. Okay, what is the real reason we don't say Halal Purim? And he mentions Rav Nachman, Kriyasa Zu Halela, and he said the Rambam accept that reason, and so on and so forth, like we mentioned. And he says the Meiri, and therefore if someone who doesn't have a Megillah maybe should read the Halil instead, like the Meiri said. And he says that he raises a question though, that we raised before in the other Chuvah, the Chuvah Me'avah, was the Talmud of the other Chuvah. He said, one second. According to Rava, who said you don't say Hallel if you can't say Hallel Avda Hashem, and you have to say it still Hallelu Avde Akata Avda Hashem. So yes. So what about that Gemara Pesachim? The Gemara Pesachim goes against that. Like we said before, Hanami Shalom Azariah, they did say Hallel even in Babel, right? Even though it was still under Nebuchadnezzar. And Mordechai and Esther in Shushan said Hallel even though they were still under the form of Achashverosh. So how could it be, you know, that Rava went against those other Chachamim, and the Gemara should have brought it up, because the Gemara could have said, if it's Akasha, why didn't the Gemara link the sugyas? Anyway, so in the long part of this, the next long paragraph, he says, he doesn't think that's Akasha. He's surprised even asked Akasha. It's no Kasha, okay? Because let's remember, according to Rashi, all these answers, according to Rashbam, each one is arguing with the other, so he could say, okay, so Rava was following the other one, right? And I would just say, they all argued, and you know, and according to the others, the Lobwala Pierce Rashi, okay, that they're not, that each one is mosif on the others, okay, one guy says one guy says the other, okay, they all agree that Hanami Shalom and Zion Mordechai Esther said Hallel, okay, so then Rava's, it's Takachu, then Rava's approach is rejected on that basis, right? Rava's approach is rejected on that basis, and even he said, even according to the others, he's rejected according to some Shitas, okay, and then he also brings up the issue of that the riff had the gears of Maskif Law and so on. All right. Again, the way, so I'm not going to read the whole thing, but the way he raises the kasha, the Betzalel Randsburg asked the question of the Shiva Sion, he says, according to Rava, that we don't say Halan Purim because Akatav Akadachavirishanan. So it seems to be a stira from the other Gemara. He said, no, it's not a stira. Okay. It's only a stira if you learn that a question. Anyway, he resolves the problem. He rejects the approach of the Tshuva Me'avah, his father's Talmud. Okay, and he says that at the end of the day, the Chachamim in that Gemara said we should say Purim, we should say Hallel on all the occasions for any Teshuah. Okay, and based on that, he says we can work out that Gemara according to Rava as well. All right, and I think look at the last paragraph on that page. Raksha Sugya Azal the Chachamim, our Rava and Rav Nachman go according to Chachamim, so you can forget about all the other approaches and so on. So that's how he kind of gets out of the problem. On the next page, he says that what about the fact that we shouldn't paskin like Rava in the presence of his Rebbe Rav Nachman? So again, that's also, he says, going to depend on whether the language is maskif law. Maskif law means he asked him, sounds like he was sitting at the same table. But if we don't have that gear, so it means it wasn't at the same time, and therefore we could, and Rava wasn't sitting in front of his Rebbe, so therefore we could follow that, and so on. Then he quotes the Chidah. Anyway, that's the, at the end he says, so the Shita of Kriyasa Zuhalela, and the sheet of the Me'iri that you should say how is, look at the end, the Divri Harava Me'iri B'Psokam, so the Gil Nishonim Midas Haramam Shudas Yochid Neged Girsa Shas, it's against our Girsa that they were arguing. The Rambam may be held that Utaka Shapaskin like Rav Nachman over Rava because Rav Nachman was his Rebbe, but that's only assuming, you know, that they were together and he had the other Girsa. I'm sorry, that they were not together, but the Girsa they were together. Okay, so he works out the Girsas and he feels that the Me'iri is based on a Rambam, which is Das Yochid, and therefore we don't accept it. Now, what's interesting is he also rejects the idea that the Shari Tshuva mentioned, the beginning of the last paragraph, and the Birkei Yosef also mentioned the Chidor. Why not just say Hallel without a bracha? So he said, not so fast. It's not right to say Hallel. You don't just stop say Hallel anytime you want, even without a bracha. Okay, take a look at the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Chesem Beis, 38. Amr Biosi, I wish that my chilek and all of my ball will be like those who say Hallel every day. Ask them, ain't he really? You say Hallel every day, it's like cursing. Why? It becomes so commonplace, it's meaningless. It's like calling somebody Tei Haravagon. Everybody's a Haravagon. Okay, this guy's a Haravagon, that guy's a Haravagon. So then nobody, what's the title? Doesn't mean anything. Right? Everybody is Rabban Shlomo Kol Bnei Hagola. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry is a Haravagon. I've gotten letters of Haravagon. It's a joke. Okay, a few people are Haravagon. But once you use it for everybody. So if you're going to say Hallel every day, it's nothing special. That's the words. Right? So he's talking about Pesukah de Zimra as opposed to Hallel. Okay. Anyway, the point being that from that Gemara, you don't rush to say Hallel. Okay, stam. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Dalel, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Aruch Chaim, Siman Tov Kuf Pei Dalel, Tzvi Dalel, 40, Ein Omer Mehalel Rosh Hashanah Kippurim, we don't say Hallel Rosh Hashanah Kippurim, which we don't. Now you'll tell me that's only talking about the regular Hallel and Shacharis. Yeah, but the Magen Avraham in Tzivkat Aleph makes an astounding point. The Magen Avraham writes, you know, there are some people who say Tillim every day. Or they have a Seder in Tillim, certain chapters. Certainly Rosh Hashanah Kippur. I remember as a kid, okay, before Mincha, They said the whole same on Rosh Hashanah. They said the whole same for Tefillin. And Ma'ariv, after Kippur, after Kol Nidre, after Ma'ariv, and Kippur night, people said the whole same for Tefillin. So the Magen Avraham wonders, how can you do that? I thought you're not supposed to say Hallel, and Hallel is in Tefillin, right? She said, no, that's different. Nearly came and she almost Eladar Shira Eladar Rak Dar Tchina. There it says a Tefillah. It's not as a Shira and so on. And that's why the minhag is to say on the Kippur night all of Tehillim, and some people say it, and I remember that as a kid. Okay, so you had Tehillim Zogers, you know, in the shuls, and people said Tehillim, you know, a certain number of chapters every day, or a certain pakim every day, whatever it is. All right, so the Magen Avraham said, but the point is, you're not supposed to just, he gave an answer to that, but you're not supposed to stam say halos, and that's why the Shivas Tzion, the son of the Nodi Behuda, reject this idea, well, just say it without a bracha. No, if you're not supposed to say Hallel on a certain day, maybe you shouldn't say it at all. So that's what he says. Some sofer also the tshuva about this, or Chaim Chilek, or Chaim Simon Kuf Tzadi Beis, a tshuva to the Mari Asad, and he writes, what about the Meiri? He quotes the same Meiri, what if you don't know Megillah, and do we pass like that or not? And he says, and if so, he refers to a Gemara later in Megillah, and that Yud Chesam Beis, that Reb Meir was in a certain town, and it came to Purim, didn't have a Megillah. Okay, so he wrote it Baal Peh. If you're a mayor, you can do that. Okay, so he was able to write the Megillah. What did he bother for? Just say Hallel instead. Okay, that's the question. Okay, so any quotes the Chidah and so on. Anyway, the Chassam Sofer in the second paragraph says he also believes that the Iker is like Rav Nachman, and really you should say Hallel. All right, and he likes that answer better, perhaps for the reason we mentioned before. But he says, nonetheless, when Rav and he analyzed the other answers. But even though it's a good reason, he says, but nonetheless, it's still better to read it from a Megillah. That's the bottom line, he says. Hallel, yeah, maybe it takes the place and wonderful things, but that's only if you can't possibly read it with a Megillah. And even Rav Nachman, he says at the very end, would agree. Elaim e efsha, three lines at the bottom. Elaim e efsha b'inyan acher. Kagon the less than Megillah, and he can't write it. Or Meir had another plan. He could write the Megillah. Okay, he knew how to do it. So he did it that night of Purim. Okay, so they didn't take advantage of that. Or if Purim falls on Shabbos, Purim falls on Shabbos. So we could say it a day early. Have another option. You have another option. So that's the opinion of the Chassam Sofer. Okay. And he writes at the end below, Amra Mimi El Be'ef Shekhal B'Shum Ofen Azir Krahala. And then he says, but still, less halachos. We still don't pass like that. Lemaisa, we don't pass like the Meiri. He said he limits the Meiri to a person in a situation having mamish no other choice. Okay? And then he said, even though we don't pass like him. And at 43, I printed the Gar Megillah, Yud Chesam Beis, which says that Rameh wrote the Megillah himself by heart. Okay? Chassam Sofer, son, Chassam Sofer. Okay? Says in his Chuvas Chelak Archaim Sim Kuf Mem 44, Hayotam Dvareinu Aleph the Shita Swift Rosh Aran Hilchosik Rava Umisha Ein La Megillah Ein La Omer Halab Purim. Okay, Beis Shita Rambam. Then okay, time to Nachman Ikal Nation Asa Chutzarit Ein Omer Shira. Still, we don't do it. Maybe he says the other reasons apply. Okay, but on Purim we should have done it. And the Rambam, the Meiri follows the Rambam who passes Nachman. He takes it a step further and so on. But what the Ksav Sofer sort of adds to the mix, just 1 second, what the Ksav Sofer sort of adds to the mix is that Lemaisa, since Hallel is Darabonon anyways, right? And since Lemaisa, Hallel is only, not only, but Hallel is a Din Darabonon, okay? So once they weren't misaken it, right? In other words, he doesn't want to reject the Nachman's opinion because the Rama codifies it. But he says the reason we don't find anyone else say it because Rav Nachman basically says that the idea of reading the Megillah replaces the initial obligation to recite Hallel. Once that took effect, then even if you're in a rare situation that you can't fulfill the mitzvah, then you don't gain anything by reciting Hallel because now there's no more Hallel. Okay, we didn't institute it. That's what he says. That's the Ksav Sofer. Interestingly, though, it may depend on something else. Okay, there is a Gemara. Well, very interesting. There is a Gemara which talks about what to do. You know, we said that Purim's on the 14th, but in a walled city, it's on the 15th, right? So the Gemara says, what if you have a city where there's a doubt? Okay, so that's Megillah, Haven, Reis, 45, Gufa, Chizka, Karbet, Tver, Babes, Chameis. Apparently, Tveria, these then had a question whether there was a wall from the ancient times or not, the times of Yeshua and not. Okay, so therefore, Chizka would read in Tveria both on the 14th and 15th, just to make sure. Okay, and same thing with Asi Kar Megillah Hutzal, a town called Hutzal, because they weren't sure whether the wall was there the whole time or not. Okay, so when there was a doubt, they did it on both places. So why'd they do that? So the Ran on the Rif in Megillah Beis Medrash 46, or Dimashal Inyan, says it was in effect a Midas Chasidus. Really, you go by most of the world, unless you're sure. It's only in Yerushalayim we know that the wall was there. But other than that, we don't do it, and maybe one or two other places, but even as a suffix, we don't do it. But it's a Midas Chasidus. And of course, you don't make a bracha. And that's what the Rambam brings, Hilchos Megillah Perak Aleph Halacha, Yud Aleph 47, Ir Shi Suffik, Vein Yaduim Aysim Kavis Chongos Yeshua. So then, Korin Bishnei Yomim, on the 14th and 15th, but Mavarach El HaKres only on the 14th, Barbos Mavad, because that's when everybody else reads Hallel. And that's what Shulchan Aruch Pasun's also in Orchaim Sim Tov Reish Pei Ches Sim Dalet. Okay, if you have a city, Krak Shu Sofek, Yim Hukav Mei Shu Yim Lav, Karm Yudal Uba Tesvav, Uba Lele, 14, 15 by day and the night before, and Lo Yivarach Kim Yudalet, okay? But what's interesting is that Sam Sofer has a discussion in a different tshuva, Chilek Orchaim Sim Kuf Samech Aleph, okay? He's not so convinced that the Ran is right. Oh, it's just they did it in Midas Chasidus, a nice idea. He said, well, that really depends. And you know what it depends on? This issue of relation between Mikra Megillah and Hallel. Because, you know, if you really accept, in other words, up until now, we've only talked about the issue of Kriyas Zu Halela, meaning, you know, this business of Mikra Megillah taking the place of Hallel, insofar as whether you should recite Hallel if you're with a place without a Megillah or not. But now I'm going to show you for the remaining part of the shiur other areas where this question comes up, and maybe we are choshish for this idea that Kriyas HaMegillah replaces Hallel. So one thing is, the Chasam Sofer says, well, one second. He says, you know, the Rambam, the Bahag, all quote Kriyas Hallel, you know that this idea of Rav Nachman, that reading is in the place of Hallel. Well, one second. What is Hallel? The Bahag is of the opinion that Hallel is a mitzvah deraisa. Okay? Look in the third line of 49. The halacha is the Kriyas Hallel, the Oraisa. And the Rabban defends it. Okay? So it's interesting. He said, if Hallel is a Doraisa and Mikra Megillah takes the place of Hallel, so then if you're dealing with a Doraisa, okay, and now you're not sure which is the walled city, so when should you read? Should you read the 14th and 15th? So you better read on both, not like the Ran says, because it's some sort of a Midas Chasidus. Maybe it says, Chasam Sof Mikra Din. Mikra Din, because you're dealing with a real suffix. Maybe the Megillah aspect, see, that happens to be, I printed in 50, the Bahag in the Kumbasei Reish counts Mikra Megillah as one of the, but he also, I forgot to print, he also counts Hallel. Now, the Rambam rejects that outright. The Rambam in the first Shorish, the first principle, the Sefer HaMitzvah, Shorish Aleph 51, completely rejects this notion that Hallel or Megillah can be counted among the Tariq Mitzvahs. He says some people count near Hanukkah, Mikra Megillah, and Hallel among the mitzvahs. Say the Rambam rejects it. The Ramban in his Hasagas there in 52 says, well, the somebody is the Bahag, and it's not so fast that he's off base. May not be. Okay? Not that the words of Hallel, but the concept of Hallel maybe is a Doraisa. And even in a certain sense, even Mikra Megillah is. But again, the point is, says the Chasam Sofer, if you hold like the Bahag, and the Ramban defends the Bahag, that Hallel is Doraisa. So now let's put this together. See the Chasam Sofer in that Shuvah 49. The Rechaim Simkuf Samach Aleph. But one second. So it's not then just Tam as we say, a Midas Chasidus. Oh, you know, just the Ran says a Midas Chasidus, you should go ahead and read the Megillah when there's a doubt which is the proper day. No. He says if there's an obligation is Midoraisa in nature, then and the reading of the Megillah fulfills that obligation. So you have to be strict, not as a Midas Chasidus, but as a real din. You hear that? So it's an interesting nafkamina. Okay. I printed 53, the Ramban quotes this Gemara Shuas Lamed Tes Amud Beis. He just says that, you know, that Mikra Megillah was also accepted at the time of Har Sinai because the Pasuk Kimu Vekiblu, famous Pasuk, right? Esther Perak Tes Pasuk Chavzayin 54, Kimu Vekiblu Yehudim, and the Gemara has a drush that they reaccepted the Torah, so they accepted something in Har Sinai to do with Purim also. Okay, so anyway, that's one interesting idea of this Kriyasa Zu Halela, aside from the issue of the Meiri, but this opinion kind of comes to play perhaps in a town in a city which we're not sure whether it was walled from the time of Yeshua ben Nun or not. If we're going to insist that Kriyas HaMegillah is a form of Hallel, maybe you have to be stringent on both days, not like the Ran said as a Midas Chasidus, but in general. Another point made by Rav Zolti in the Sefer Mishnas Yavetz and Chilek Aruch Chaim Ayin Zayin, he says an interesting thing. We have a Gemara Dalam and Aleph 55. Amar Shuvan Levi Chayav Adam Likos Megillah Lailah V'Shalom Sabayom. You have to read the Megillah both at night and by day. Okay, why Rashi says they chalneis and so on because they cried. But quotes a pasuk in Tilim Parakov Beis Pasuk Gimel, which is in the Mizmor of Ayanos HaShachar, which according to tradition had to do with Esther. As Rashi says, okay, so it's a Tilim Chav Beis Elokai Eker Yom Velo Sana Velayla Dumili. Okay, Velo Dumili. So that's a pasuk. They cried day and night. So read the Megillah day and night. So Tosus points out Divim Asal Chayav Odom Megillah Daram 58. Tosus points out Okay. The Omari Afal Gav Baruch Zman Belayla Chozav Baruch Hu Subayom. Even though you said Shechianu at night, you say Shechianu again on Mirka Megillah during the day, and that's what we Ashkenazim do. We say Halal. We say Shechianu both at night and by day. The Sfaradim do not. Okay, because the Rambam in 59 Hilchos Megillah Parak Aleph Halakha Gimel writes, you recite it by day and by night. At night you say the three brachas, right? Or mention the three brachas, and you write to the end of there Ubayom Eino Chozav Baruch Shechianu. What does it depend on? Well, maybe it has to do with the following. See, according to the Tosis, the Omari and Tosis in 58, okay, it's because you know why we say Shechanu again during the day? Because the day is the Iker reading. A lot of people make a mistake. The day is the Iker reading. The Iker reading is by day. That's what he says. Iker presumes Melissa have a Bikriya the Yamama. That's the Tosis Megillah, Dawan Aleph in 58. The Iker Kriya is during the day. And that's why we say Shechanu again. The Rambam apparently doesn't hold the Iker Kriya during the day. That's why he says you don't say Shechanu again. But there's another thing going on during the day. Okay, and that is, what about the halal aspect? So first of all, we have a mission in Megillah Chafam Abayis 60. Kol Ayom Kasher Kriyas Megillah Kriyas Halal. You can read Megillah and say halal anytime during the course of the day. And the Rambam, and Rashi says, even though it's Zvizim you can do it anytime during the day, fine. The Rambam in 62, Hilchos Megillah Parak Gimel Alach Hates. It's really the Chanukah part. Kol Ayom Kasher Kriyas Halal. Kol Ayom Kasher Kriyas Halal. What's the matter? Oh. Kol Ayom Kasher Kriyas Halal. So Kriyas Halal is also a daytime thing. So according to the Rambam, there's no reason to say Shechanu during the day. Why? It's not the Iker Kriya. And also, even the Halal aspect, there's no Shechanu ever on Halal. So that's what Zolti points out. So there's no reason to say Shechanu. The two aspects of Halal is that it's a daytime reading, but according to Rambam, that's not the primary reading. It's no different than night. They're both primary readings, so to speak. And the other aspect, which is the Halal, doesn't require Shechianu either. So that's another place where this question comes up. Another area where it comes up, the connection between Halal and Megillah, is another Mishnah in Megillah, Chaf Aleph Mal Aleph, 63. Hakaris HaMegillah Omed B'Yoshev. The Megillah may be read sitting or standing. It doesn't matter what position you're in. You don't have to stand, you don't have to sit, whatever position you're in. Okay, the Ran says, Hakori means even lechatchila. Right? You can stand or sit, it doesn't matter. Your posture does not matter for Mikra Megillah. And that's the Raman Paskins, Perak Beis, Alach Zayin 65. Kara Omed Yoshev Yatza, Afila B'tzibur. Even in shul, you can read sitting or standing, it doesn't make a difference. Okay? The Tor in Shimon Tov Reish Tzadi in 66 says that in shul, the Balkari, you know, because of Kavara Tzibur, the Balkari should stand. But other than that, it's not really necessary to stand for Mikra Megillah. You can sit for Mikra Megillah, and it's perfectly fine. Okay? Okay. Why was the Tor so? So the Tor says because of Kavara Tzibur. Shulchan Aruch also, Simon Tov Reish Tzadi, Sif Aleph 67, Kore Adam Megillah, Bein Omen, Bein Yoshev, Avaloyer Kavitzibur Yoshev, Lechatchil, Bein Kavara Tzibur. Okay, so Zolti pointed out, you know, it's interesting. What about Hallel? So Hallel, we say standing, right? That's Shmuel Alekat quotes in Yoni Rosh Chodesh Tzim Kuf Ayin Gimel 68. Hora Mori Harav Meir Neru the Mitzvahs Hallel Kriyasim Umud, and that's how Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Hilchos Rosh Chodesh Tzim Tov Chav Beis Orachaim Zayin Mitzvahs Kriyas Hallel Umud, and the Mishnah Berurah says in Kodesh Chavches because it's Eidos and praise of God and so on and so forth. So it's interesting that some Sofer wonders if that's the case. And yet a different tshuva, Chelek Arachayim Simon Nun Aleph 71, he writes, V'yesh l'ayin, I isla d'ver al-yaba anal, im kain eich karna Megillah omed v'yoshev, ha Megillah kriyasuzu ha-leila. Ayin perakam Megillah, v'erichin, usahi kehalel ba'mida dafka. That's another place where this comes up. Guess what? You should have to stand for the Mikra Megillah because of the halal aspect. Because of the halal, that's what Zolti says. Okay, so maybe that's why the Torah wasn't so wild about it. He quotes, you know, he considers only b'di'evid. You can sit, okay, b'di'evid, but the Zolti says if we're serious about this connection between Mikra Megillah and Hallel, again, if we don't reject that entirely, we may reject the Miri's jump to say that a God doesn't Megillah should have said Hallel, but we still maintain his shita, and that's the shita Rambam on the Baha'i quote. Well, that's what some Sofer is saying, okay, and the Zolti says without, you know, addressing some sophists, and that may be why the Tor was not so wild about people sitting. He said, you can, but the evidence, so on, but he thought you should stand, not just because of Kavara Tzibur, but in general, maybe why? Because maybe it's because of the Halal aspect, which has to be standing. Okay, that's what comes out over there. Okay, another point, interestingly enough, is this may explain something else. This I saw in the Stipler, Kilos Yaakov and Simon Gimel and Megillah, also the Marcheshe says it. We have a din Megillah Daman Aleph. We'll finish up. Amr Shum and Levi, Noshim Chayavas Mikra Megillah. Women are obligated to make a Megillah too. Shafein Hayobos Anais. As Rashi explains, the Gzer of Haman was against the women just as much as against the men. Okay, so, and not only that, but as Rashbam points out, New Esther was the heroine of the story and so on. So women have to read the Megillah. So technically speaking, that means the women should be able to read the Megillah on behalf of men too. Why not? Why should a woman knows how to read the Megillah? She'll be able to read it for men also. Why not? Okay. And yeah, Tosus and Dara and Aleph, Dura Maschul Noshim 74 quotes that the Pashtus is Mashashan Noshim Motzias Achem Yidehovos. However, he says, according to Bahag, he quotes the Halacha Gedolos that Isha Motzia Mina, a woman can be Motzi another woman, but not men. Why not? Why not? Why shouldn't Motzi be able to be men? She's obligated the same way as men are, and they are. Afein Hayobos Anais. So why shouldn't a woman be able to read the Megillah for men also? So the Marcheshes, Chelik Aleph Simon Chav Beis Oz Test 75 says maybe it's because of the halal aspect of Mikra Megillah. Okay, the halal aspect of Mikra Megillah, women are not obligated halal. That's a mitzvah such as one groma. So therefore, since the Mikra Megillah has a halal aspect to it, so therefore women can't be motzi men because it's not the identical obligation. That's the Marcheshes. The disciple also suggests that. Now they point out though, what?
Why can't it be the opposite?
What do you mean?
So because
yeah, okay, but we don't, right, but halal exists on its own even without Megillah. The halal exists by itself. So halal is a mitzvah cessation on groma. So we know women exempt from halal. I forgot the print, but I think it says like that in the Furish. So women exempt from halal. You're right. Well, you could learn it the other way, but that's not the way Chazal do. I just want to mention that both that point of the Marcheshes and the Stipler would not apply to the nighttime reading. Because halal is only by day, like we said before. So therefore, the nighttime reading does not have a halal aspect to it. So therefore, you could argue that one should be allowed. Might be other reasons, but not for that reason. And the same thing about the standing and the sitting. If we said before, if there's some sofer, or Zolti said that the only reason, you know, that maybe there's a preference to stand for Mikra Megillah, at least the person reading the Megillah, because of the halal connection, it also will only apply during the day. Finally, the last thing I'll mention, our Salavetchik noted.
There was a kid who said Pesach.
With what?
Some Yankees,
yeah, but that halal is a different type of halal. The Ron says that's a different type of halal, but you're right. But
and the Knesset,
Knesset. Yeah, yeah. No, I know my shul. Many shuls do. Now, but Chassidim, they say it, the Sfardim say it, and many okay. We say my shul also. That's a different thing. That's a Pishum and Nisab. Yeah, now, let's go to the last thing Rav Soloveitchik noted. The Orach HaChaim, Chelek Aleph, Os Chav Dalet says the following. What if you have a group of people together? There's no minyan. And that might be in some places today. Then a few people are together, family, whatever. They can't go to shul, COVID, whatever else. Okay. So what should you do? So if one of them knows how to read the Megillah, the other don't. Okay. So the one who knows how to read the Megillah reads it for the others. But if they all know how to read it, it's better for all to read it themselves. And that's how Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Tuf Reish Pei Tesif, hey, Mokum Shein Minyan, Im Echad Yodea, V'achem En Yodem, Echad Potus Kulum. Im Kulum Yodin, Kol Echad Kore La'atzmo. Why? We don't set it by Kiddush. We say Shomei Kona. Why can't one person read it for the others, even if the others know how? Well, what's the problem? I know how to say Kiddush, but I know how to say it with my father, whatever. Right? I mean, why can't? What's going on? So the Magen Avraham writes, it's in the Tof Reish Pei Tes, that was Sif Hei in the Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham there, and you're right, the Mashal is filled, the Ein HaYochid Motzich Ver Ela Bi Asara. Why? The Lodom Shor, the Kriyas HaMegillah Havi Kimo Tfila, the Be'in Asara. Kriyas HaMegillah has a tefillah aspect to it. And that may relate to halal. I forgot to print, but the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, I think it's Tav Chaf Beis, says that you by halal, you also, it's better to say it yourself than to be out to somebody else, even though Shomei HaKohen would work. Because whenever something has a tefillah aspect, so again, if you say Kriyas Zu Halela, there's a deep connection between Kriyas HaMegillah and halal. So Mamela, if it has this halal aspect, so that's something more than Kriyas HaMegillah. For Kriyas HaMegillah, Shomei HaKohen would work. But for the halal aspect, it doesn't work. And finally, the Rav also noted the Mishnah Berurah point, the Shulchan Aruch points out, Siv Tov Chav Beis, Siv Gimel by halal, it says that there are certain psukim by halal that we repeat, or that we say twice, right? But we certain psukim we say twice. And other psukim, the Chazan says first, then we repeat, Hodol Hashem Kitov, right? So Shulchan Aruch writes, Kol Mokma Kvim and Hagon, and the Mishnah Berurah, it's in your test, in Kotten Chav there, and Tov Chav Beis says that our minig is to double all the psukim from Odcha on, right, including Baruch Haba Hashem Hashem, all those psukim. And he says our minig by Hodo and so on and so forth. Okay, what's the idea of this? So one can wonder what the idea is, okay, but at the end of the day, said the Rav, it's parallel to something Megillah says to also. There are certain psukim that we say out loud, and then the Chazan says it. Namely, Simtofer Yitzhari Sifyot Zion 81. The Ramo writes, Yesh Shakosos Lomar Dalet Psukim, four Psukim of Geula. Ish Yehudi, Mordechai Yotza Lefnei HaMelech, Lehudim Yisrael Arba Simcha, and Ki Mordechai Yehudi Yotza Mishnah L'Achavesh, Achashresh, the last Pasuk. We say it out loud, and the Shaburik says because of Simcha, 82, right? Sivkot Nun Ches and Tofer Yisari. That was Sivkot Zion in the Shulchan Aruch, it's Mishabur Sivkot Nun Ches. So the Rav said that's also a parallel to Hallel. Just like by Hallel, we have this notion of saying things out loud, and maybe it's a greater Simcha, and it's a greater, you know, group participation, the Simcha and so on. So too, the same thing by Megillah, and he says this also connects perhaps to this notion of Kriyasa Zu Halela. So we have this unusual opinion in the Gemara, Kriyasa Zu Halela, and what we see from there is that even if you don't accept that opinion all the way, an opinion then like the Miri says to require someone out of Megillah to say Halel, but nonetheless the concept remains in effect with regards to a number of other dinim. Okay, we'll stop over here.